The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, we'll finally this morning look at an industry that's been enjoying something of a resurgence. Taxidermy, the process of stuffing animals and pets to preserve them, has grown in popularity again, mostly in the United States. Next weekend, our National Taxidermy Championships will take place in Limerick. Both hobbyists and professionals will battle it out to be judged by leading international taxidermists. Liam Geraghty has been looking into this world of features and fur.
I always had animals. I always had birds, budgies, canaries, dogs, pigeons, you name it, I had it, like, you know. I actually had a very small little zoo, and I used to charge the young lads that lived around the area something like maybe 2 pence each or something to come in and see the zoo.
Michael Dunn has always loved animals, dead or alive.
As a young lad, I often was brought by my mother to the National History Museum and was fascinated by the animals that I saw there, the way they were preserved.
Michael is a taxidermist.
Then you just get your bird skin, there's the bird skin, and make sure you have it on the right place, and you can see where the fat is coming off the bird skin.
On to the birdhouse, where every kind of bird imaginable is whirling and wheeling around. This is a real acrobatic act for our gifted young flute player, Paula Robeson.
To produce something that has been killed or has died of natural causes, it's nice to be able to bring it back and have, I think you're having respect for it, like, you know, to bring it back and get it looking as near as possible to the real thing. People think, like, I thought to myself at the time that you just inject them with some kind of a preservative and they're okay, but no, like, this false eyes you have to put in and you have to skin them and make up a body and put the new skin onto the body and wash it, dry it, preserve it, so all takes hours upon hours upon hours, like, you know.
Prices start at €100 for something like a small bird.
Depends on the animal.
Clients range from museums to film productions. One customer brought in their rare pet parrot, an ex-parrot. Michael says the customer was a clairvoyant.
She said she's seeing animals running around the floors here, foxes and rabbits and birds and all, and they were all very happy. I couldn't see them, but she said she could, like, you know. The hair stood up on me, the back of my neck, I'd put it that way.
Just got a needle and some silk and sew the whole up quick. But when the sawdust tumbled out, I cried till I was sick.
So Dame Street, just over 100 years ago, used to have a taxidermy business called William & Son. It was Mr. William Williams who owned the business.
That's Tracy Murphy. Tracy is the General Secretary for the Taxidermy Association of Ireland.
Father and grandfather, they used to make hats, so they were hatters. So they started off with that.
A couple of years later, his sons took up taxidermy as a hobby.
They were quite good at it. The boys decided to ask their father, could they put one of their birds in the window with the hats? So it took off from there. So over the years then, the millinery business was going down. A lot of cheaper materials were sourced and cheaper ways of making hats and stuff. And the smaller guys couldn't do it anymore, couldn't compete with the bigger guys. So the father and the sons all went into taxidermy. So they were in the taxidermy business for 60 odd years. Like, it was amazing.
Hello, my name is Martin Fennelly. I have an antique store here on Francis Street in Dublin 8. The man who travelled to Africa in the late 1800s and shot the buffalo, that buffalo head today, well mounted, good eyes, good expression, will probably bring in somewhere between 3,000 and 5,000. However, if you have a small display cabinet done by the Harts of London in the late 1800s, rabbits sitting at little desks dressed up as children, or kittens having a party, two squirrels boxing, which one recently sold in Adams here in Dublin for €8,000, and we're talking about a very small display, that is a particular type of taxidermy that is today incredibly popular. And if you do pass by and you see one in a window, it won't be there for very long.
Back with taxidermist Michael Dunn. He says when you have everything from a butterfly to a bear, there's a fair amount of haggling involved.
It's like if you go to a mechanic with a Mini Miner or you go to a mechanic with a Rolls Royce, it's going to be there for the Rolls Royce, isn't it?
Boxing squirrels for 8 grand. Liam Geraghty reporting.